In the middle of the night, the bells rang. Now, I've tried all my life to find out who rang the bells that night, and we can't find out. But I think it was only one bell or two bells that rang. One of the boys that was working for us, we had bungalows here that the farm boys lived in, came down and threw some stones up at the window and said, "Invasion, invasion," you know, because they were in the Home Guard. They were only youngsters. They weren't quite old enough to be in the army then. They did go in afterwards. And Bobby was ARP. They pulled us up. I don't remember. I remember being dragged out of bed and pushed downstairs. And in the old house down there, you had doors at the bottom of the stairs. They were trying to force me through the stairs. And I can't go, the door's shut, you know. Anyway, eventually we got through. And a chap called Lewis, I think his name was, he was the knocker up if there was any trouble, and he had a clothes prop. And he had to go around and bang on the windows. So Luther went round and knocked everybody up that's ARP or Home Guard or whatever they were, got them all together, and then they decided the Germans had already arrived because they could see them down in the village. But this wasn't the village, this was the fire brigade that somebody else had called up. But anyway, we were all got out into the streets, ready to be taken up to Gage's Lane, where we were supposed to go if there was an invasion. But we picked up our packs of stuff that we had to
Emergency.
take, emergency stuff, and nothing happened. They said, "Oh, it was a scare. There was nothing. Nothing had happened." But actually, I think that there was a scare. They had actually started, from what we gather in things they've told us in years gone by. But anyway, we all went back to bed again, and that was the night ruined for everybody.
What was the routine that you would have had done had there been an
Oh,
invasion there?
we had women and children had to gather at the ends of each street. We had to take with us strong boots, a blanket, gas mask, of course, warm coats. And I always remember, because this from you know what children are like, a hat. And I always imagined everybody out there in their gas masks and their heavy coats and that with their wedding hats and funeral hats on. But I suppose that was just to keep you warm. The alarm, we had two. I think it was only two sirens. There was one down there, and there was one up on the green here, the two sirens. I was just thinking of the fire service. They had a wheelbarrow or a handbarrow and a roll of hose, and that was about it. A couple of buckets.
Did this wheelbarrow fire service ever get called into operation?
Not for anything like that, but it
Serious.
did put out several chimneys.
Yeah.